How are you doing this morning, Duke?
I'm still trying to understand his chores on the farm comment.
I don't get that. Why was this a shot at farmers?
Are they not allowed to watch football?
No, it's a shot of JR grew up on a farm, I think. Is that what it was related to, Hammer?
A little bit, but hey, they've got chores, and chores popped in my head, and who's got chores on a Sunday? Well, farmers have got chores on a Sunday.
Come here, boy, I got a couple of tires you can help me with.
We don't need to ask questions, Duke. We just kind of sit back and...
Sorry, my bad. Okay.
Hi, Duke.
Hi, guys. I'm doing well, thanks. Man.
Okay, yes, excellent, thank you. Okay, we're going to talk about the games in just a second. I did want to ask you about Sean, because the five coaching openings we're starting to see filled now. First one went yesterday to Frank Reich in Carolina. Sean Payton has been kind of this guy that's sort of been in the mix all along. And yet it kind of feels like he may not end up with a job at the end of the day. Part of the reason may be the compensation that's required, a first-round draft pick. Do you think that Sean Payton is worth, whatever team we're talking about, worthy of giving up a first-round draft pick for your program?
I don't. In fact, I think I would have the same answer no matter who you were asking me about. I don't believe that the impact of the head coach can be, overstated enough that you would give up. First-round draft picks are so critical in the NFL, both from having draft capital, if you want to spend it and trade it, or obviously to make a pick with it. So, yeah, I don't see that at all. And you know what? I feel a little bit, you talked about the compensation, I do feel like he is being extraordinarily picky, which is his right, and you know, feeling like he's going to hit this massive payday. And maybe not every team is willing to do that. So I find it very interesting to see kind of how he's sitting on the sidelines, observing and watching. We all kind of think that Dallas would have been a place he would love to have gone with his history there. But, yeah, I could see a scenario where maybe he doesn't latch on to a job this year.
Mm. The four other openings, because Carolina filled yesterday, and I'm doing it off the top of my head, so I'm forgetting one. Denver, Arizona, Houston. Which is the one I'm forgetting? Because there are five.
You
have to look at this. Anyway. I'll figure it. Is there a job that you think, while I try to remember in my head which is the fourth one, is there a job that you would kind of look at and go, if you think about players that are on the roster and, you know, kind of the draft picks that may or may not be available, I know you're probably not right up to speed on cap space, et cetera, but do you look at any of those? Like, would you want to touch Denver with Russell Wilson and that contract, or would you steer clear of that?
No, I mean, I think every coach, when they look at a situation, I think probably in this day and age, the first question is, who's my quarterback going to be? Or who is my quarterback on the roster now? Or is there somebody that we're in the mix to get? Because you're always going to hitch your success to, I think, the level of play from that quarterback position. So when you look at those organizations and you look at the situations, I think the Russell Wilson one is really difficult. We saw the sort of the demise or slowing down of his running ability over last season and decision making, and he just did not look like the same guy. So would you want to go in a situation there where so much of your cap space is tied up with that guy? I don't know. And the other teams are kind of in the same boats, although, you know, I think maybe Arizona would be interesting to him if Kyler Murray's back healthy. I'm sure it would be a kind of a nice project for him to work with a kid with that much ability. But
right.
I don't think there's one that really jumps out to me that he would say. And I think that's part of the reality for him, is he doesn't want to just take any job. He really wants to land himself in a job where he has a chance to be successful and continue to kind of burnish that legacy.
Colts, by the way, is the one I was forgetting. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I forgot that with the whole Jeff Saturday debacle.
Yeah, right.
But there we go. Okay. All right, let's get to the matter at hand, Duke. Let's get to the games this weekend, the conference championship games. And just as an overall, I think we may have touched on this on Monday with you when we were looking back at the divisional weekend, but as you look at these two matchups in terms of competitiveness, et cetera, Cincinnati, Kansas City, the Niners, and the Eagles, are you foreseeing two great games? Do you think one of them has the potential of maybe being one-sided? What's your overall thought on the games this weekend?
Well, you know, I like to go back and look, but it certainly feels that this year, for the first time in several years, you've got such competitive games that the lines in both cases are less than the field goal, which tells you that these four teams playing against each other, the two in the AFC and the NFC, they're very, very evenly matched. And I think all season long we all expected in the AFC it was going to be two of Cincinnati, Kansas City, or Buffalo, and in the NFC probably it was Dallas, Philadelphia, San Francisco. And so we got, I think, the top four teams. They're very evenly matched. I do think both are going to be extremely competitive.
I go back to, I guess, almost a Brady versus Manning, where you have two ultra-confident quarterbacks. Is your take on this that, first of all, Burrows is just exuding confidence, and at the same time, Duke, it feels like Patrick Mahomes can't wait for this game to start. Like, both of these guys, and I don't know if it's friendly, but man, oh man, do they look like they're both confident and fired up for Sunday.
Yeah, and you know what? It is a lot like that Brady Manning era, where sometimes it felt like the game was between the two quarterbacks, even though they obviously aren't on the field at the same time. But yeah, you've got Mahomes, and Burrow said it there in that clip, right? This is a guy that's played in five consecutive, or will be playing in his fifth consecutive conference championship game, all at home, which means that you've had significant success in the regular season, and you've kind of escaped in the playoffs and gotten to this point. But Burrow is kind of otherworldly in his confidence and his sort of just his attitude of bring it on. Doesn't matter where we're playing, doesn't matter who we're playing against. And I really feel like that team, just because of his confidence, the Bengals have just been on such a roll. And I think they firmly believe that they are and should be the favorites in this game.
All right, let's get to the matter at hand. Let's get to the picks. Before we get to that, let's get a score update through two rounds of the playoffs, Hammer, and again to review.
Not sure we have time, JR.
We pick the spread, we pick straight up, and we pick the over-under as well. So this round, round three, 3 points available for a correct pick, and if you sweep all three, correctly predict all three, you get a three-point bonus as well. So 12 points available for each game, so 24 points in total. Like this is moving day in terms of the pool, the Gabriel Pizza Cup. Moving day is at hand. So score update, please.
Very close on top with Duke leading with 28 points. JR, you've got 27. I had a massive divisional weekend getting back into the game here with 24. Simmer? Yeah. Simmer.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got 20. You've got
20. Okay, no, that's okay.
You're in shouting distance. Again, you're going to be, you could be relegated to the CFRA NFL pool unless you pick things up. But, okay, let's start with game one, which is the 3 o'clock kickoff. It is the San Francisco 49ers at the Philadelphia Eagles. First of all, weather at kickoff expected to be cloudy and 11 degrees Celsius. So reasonable weather. San Francisco is in the NFC Championship game for the third time in 4 years. They're 1-1 in their two previous visits. They haven't won the Super Bowl since January the 29th, 1995. Sunday is January the 29th, so that would be the 28th anniversary of the last time they won the Super Bowl. Oh. San Francisco is the fifth team to enter the conference championship on a 12-game or more win streak. Three of the four previous times, the team on that streak did advance to the Super Bowl. The Eagles are 15-3. They're, of course, at home. They won the Super Bowl 5 seasons ago. Jalen Hurts leads the league in passing touchdowns of 20 yards or more downfield. The 49ers defense was 25th in passing touchdowns allowed. Injuries of note, Christian McCaffrey has not practiced this week, but said there's no chance he's not playing for the Eagles. Right tackle Lane Johnson playing through a torn adductor. We'll see if he can get through the entire game. The line, according to FanDuel, is Philadelphia by 2.5. It really hasn't moved much all week. The over-under is set at 46.5. So we'll do this, I guess, in reverse order. So, Simmer, you want to go last?
Yeah,
is that
absolutely
correct? Okay. So, Duke, you're first up as the guy on top.
Yeah, boy, those are some interesting stats. And I think this is going to be a titanic defensive struggle. I think both these teams are so talented. But I do think that's that interesting stat that you brought out, JR, and I would have suggested this, that I think the Eagles have the better pure passing quarterback, and they've got better weapons at the receiver position against the only area of the 49ers defense that's a bit suspect in the secondary. So I just think I'm taking the better quarterback, better passing team because of the runs. I think are going to even out. So I'm going to take the Eagles to win, the Eagles to cover, and I think it's going to be a tight defensive kind of battle, so I'll take the under.
Okay, all right. I go second, so... Yeah, I think that I agree. I think this is going to be a terrific football game. I think it's probably a field goal game either way. Turnovers will play a huge role, and I don't know. You can never predict how that's going to go, right? But if you do say, well, who's got the better chance of turnovers, and you look at the quarterbacks, to your point, Duke, I have a little more faith in Jalen Hurts than I do in Brock Purdy, who, I mean, he's 7-0 is 7-0. There's no arguing about that. He's done great at protecting the football. But this is a whole new kettle of fish he's stepping in. On the road, he's played 6 of his 8 games at home. and B, let alone a conference championship game. So I'm going to say that Philadelphia is going to turn them over maybe one more time than Jalen Hurts, and that will be the difference. So I, too, will take the Eagles. I, too, will give up points, the 2.5. But unlike you, I actually think there's going to be some scoring in this game, Duke. So I will take the over of 46.5. Hammer.
I was thinking that you were going to play the smart game here and just try to stick around with Duke a little bit.
I'm going with my heart.
And keep the under.
And my head.
And I thought maybe this was going to be an opportunity for me to gain on the both of you, because I agree with you absolutely. I think the Eagles are going to win. They're gonna cover. And I do think there's going to be some points on the board here, and I'm taking the over.
Okay. All right. So, Simmer, you got a wide open here for
you,
my
no,
friend.
I got no choice. I'll take the Niners in the upset. I'll take the under, and then obviously I'm taking the Niners. I took the spread, so okay. I'll go with that.
All right. It only to make up ground. No reasoning behind it?
No, I don't. You know, in these games like this, it'd just be really interesting on the quarterback side, right? On a guy like Purdy and... yeah, I don't know. I logic-wise, I'm just saying, hey, yep. I think it'll be close. But I in the sense of their ability to hang around, how will this guy kind of fare on the road? It's just been a really intriguing story. And I guess deep down, nothing would make me feel better than to see your team lose.
After I didn't allow you because you wanted to jump on
exactly,
the bandwagon.
Exactly.
Right, fair enough. All right, that's the 3 o'clock game, the 6:30 game, Cincinnati at Kansas City. Of course, these two teams met in the AFC Championship game last year. This is the 7th time the two teams will meet in consecutive conference championships, and the first time since the Ravens and Patriots did in 2011 and 2012. The Patriots won in 2011. The Ravens won in 2012. Last season's AFC Championship game, of course, Cincinnati overcame an 18-point deficit, the biggest in conference championship history, to win the game in overtime. The Bengals have won 10 games in a row going into this game. Joe Burrow is 3-0 versus Patrick Mahomes, including the playoffs. He's the only quarterback who's beaten Mahomes 3 straight times. Joe Burrow is also 4-0 on the road in the playoffs, and he's been an underdog in each of those games. Kansas City hosting the AFC Championship for a 5th straight season. They are 2-2 in the previous 4. Patrick Mahomes trying to join Tom Brady as the only quarterbacks to go to the Super Bowl 3 times in their first 6 seasons. Injuries, well documented. Patrick Mahomes' high ankle sprain will play. We'll see about mobility. That will be the huge thing with him. And for the Bengals, injuries across the offensive line, like they had against Buffalo, looks like none of those 3 starters that were injured for that game are going to be able to play in this game as well. All right, according to FanDuel, and this one has gone from Kansas City favored to, we're not sure about Mahomes, to the Bengals favored. It's now, Mahomes is going to play? As of this morning, it is 1.5. Kansas City favored, and the over-under is 48. Duke, do you want to move that to a half just to make sure we don't get a push?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
All right, you want to go up or down?
Up. No, you guys just say, let's go up.
Okay, 48, and we'll make it 48.5. All right, so Duke, you go first. Kansas City favored by 1.5, over-under 48.5.
Yeah, it's been quite something to see that line bounce around this week. But to me, the storyline really is that Patrick Mahomes hobbled is not the same Patrick Mahomes that most teams have to face. And when he breaks contain, that's when he gets a lot of his work done. And I just don't think, A, the Bengals will let him do that, and B, I don't think he's going to be physically capable. I think that's just the whole storyline of this game. And so I think Cincinnati's going to go in there and win. I think they have the attitude. They've got the winning streak. They got all that confidence of last year. I like the Bengals to win it, and I think it's going to be relatively easy when I say that, 7 points or less. And I'm going to go with some points in this game, so I think I'll take the over.
Okay, all right. If you look at the template for last year's win by Cincinnati and Kansas City, and that was a healthy Patrick Mahomes, the defensive coordinator with the Bengals, Amaruna, I believe.
Amarumo.
Yeah. Very underrated defensive coordinator. He's got a game plan that works against Patrick Mahomes, and that's basically to drop everybody in coverage and kind of limit it. And that worked last year, and now we're taking away potentially at least some of Mahomes' mobility. So I agree. I'm going Cincinnati, I'm taking the 1.5, obviously, and I'm taking them to win straight up. And I'll go with the under on this one. I'll go just for being a little bit different, but I do think their defense is going to play a role in this game, despite 2 strong teams. So I will take Cincinnati to win, and I will take the under in that one. All right, Hammer.
Now, you think because of the poll question and that I had...
You love Kansas City.
And that, yeah, it's absolutely not true because I like Cincinnati. I love Joe Burrow, man. He's just oozing confidence. Doesn't care about the crowd. Doesn't care where he plays. He's got all the weapons in the world. Doesn't care if he's down. Doesn't care if he's up in a game. The guy just produces, stays calm, cool, collected. Love him. I'm taking Cincinnati. Of course, the points then. And I'm not going to agree with you again. I'm taking the over in this one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right, Simmer, man, this is wide open for you.
Yeah, no, and I did my bold one. I can't argue. When I think about, first of all, from last year when they beat them, that was when they had Tyreek Hill. He's gone. They're going to take away Kelce because there won't be the mobility on Patrick Mahomes. So, yeah, I'm going to take Cincinnati. Obviously means I'll take the points. And, boy, I guess I'll go over. I'm not real positive on that, but I lots of reasons, as Duke kind of pointed out, that this could really go sideways for Kansas City.
All right, there we go. Predictions in hand. Look forward to it. See what the good people, listeners on our Tool and Equipment Store web poll question. Right now, Bengals versus Eagles is what the people are predicting as well, 42%, followed by Bengals versus Niners, 27%. Mm-hmm. So people, a lot of people, that's collectively 68, 69% of people are on the Bengals to win the
man. Don't you like the thought of a Hurts-Burrow Super Bowl? Both guys
I'm okay with Hurts and Mahomes, too. I'm okay with just the Eagles
either
way. But
Mahomes is banged up. I want to see two quarterbacks.
He's got 2 weeks if he gets through this game to be back. All right. Duke, how are you watching the game this weekend? Games.
Just with the usual, not with anybody else.
What about your wife? You told us your wife is watching.
Sorry, obviously she's involved, not her, but not anybody else.
Okay, all right. Peace and quiet, and we wish you sort of good luck on the picks and enjoy the games. Always appreciate it. We'll wrap it all up with you on Monday. Thanks for the time.
Sounds great, guys. Enjoy.